Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, and more. I really enjoy your feedback and questions that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com, hit the Contact Us tab, and leave your comment or question. You can also call us at 805-686-2321 with those questions as well. Today's program will answer the questions you submitted from last week's show and pull back the curtain about mortgage insurance options and getting mortgage insurance removed. Again, we're going to go back to the questions that you had. And to start off with, we have Carlos. Carlos went to reloans.com and left the following question. Are there ways to build credit without using a credit card? Yes, there is, Carlos. Any credit account can build your credit profile, such as student loans, auto loans, even a bank overdraft protection line will give you credit enhancement and credit profile, so and help build that credit up. Thanks, Carlos. Good question. Glenn called with the following question. Is there a website that consumers can compare credit cards that is regulated and not biased? Well, I'm not sure about the regulation or certification required for offer comparisons in this industry. However, the best website I have found is cardrates.com. This website lists cards by category, like travel cards, awards, cashback cards. And then they also offer credit card ratings for credit quality, such as poor, good, excellent, and they can rate them in those fashions. While most comparisons are among the top 20 card providers, I also suggest you ask your local credit union, alumni association, or similar group. Hope that helps, Glenn. Now we have a question from Samantha, who writes, David, you spoke about regulations on cards, then told us about really bad cards. How are they allowed to charge all the fees? Well, I think here, Samantha, we have a classic line from Cool Hand Luke. What we have here is a failure to communicate. I thought that I said the interest rates were regulated and they are capped at a maximum 29.99%. However, there is no limit to the number or the amount of fees charged by the credit card company. In my example with First Premier Bank Gold Card, the credit limit was $250, but they stacked on $95 program setup fee, a $48 annual fee, a $29 service fee, and a $7 per month service charge, leaves you just $71 left of available credit for that $250 line. That works out to a rate of 71% on your $250 line before you even make a purchase. So it's the fees that have racked up all those that percentage rate. Hope that helps and answers your question, Samantha. Laura has written in before and writes again with the following. Why would someone get a secured credit card and how do they work? Well, a secured credit card works the same way as your rent deposit with your landlord. It gives a bank a deposit into a specified account, and then with that, they hold, say, $500. If you miss a payment on the credit card of $150, the bank can take the $150 from that account or security that you have pre-funded. This allows the bank to issue a credit card to someone with poor credit, but your available line is typically limited to the cash deposit with the bank. Great question, Laura. Hope that helps. Our next question comes from Rose. David, does a prepaid credit card work the same as a bank credit card? Can I use the prepaid card for car rental, hotels, or airline tickets? Rose, the prepaid card is like a gift card for a certain amount. The big difference is the prepaid card usually has the Visa or MasterCard logo on it. You can use this card for car rentals, for hotels, and other purchases, but you cannot go above the balance of the card. So if you purchase a $200 card, you cannot go out and buy $250 worth of goods or services at one vendor. The card will be declined, basically, because you're now over your limit. You can buy up to the $200, but nothing more until you put more money on that prepaid card. Thank you, Rose. Great question. Finally, though, I want to add some of my own comments with this. And I've put on some custom features on my own credit cards that I wanted to inform you about that can increase the safety and security of your card. For example, go online with the credit card provider, and under options, they typically have alerts that you can put on. I've put on alerts for any purchase over $250. If there is a purchase above that amount, I'm going to get an alert by a text message to my phone alerting me that somebody's made a charge of $250 or more. Typically, I know that because it's me that's making the purchase. But if it's somebody else or you have the card in your pocket, that alert will let you know somebody's using it without your authorization. You can also put on alerts for, say, uses out of your area. So you can put a 100-mile radius of your zip code, let's say, and then if it's being used outside that, you'll still get a text alert, and that helps as well. I once got an alert for a fraudulent purchase from a Denny's in Santa Ana. I think the total was about $5 or something like that. It was pretty simple, but the Denny's was in Santa Ana. I'm sitting in Santa Barbara, and my card's in my pocket, so I know it wasn't me. So those alerts helped, and it keeps your debt scenario clean. And then also you can set up an alert for them to tell you when your bill is due. For example, I have an alert 7 days in advance of the bill being due, so I don't miss any payments, and I know for a fact that things get paid on time. So these are alerts that you can add and put on your credit card to help you manage those cards. If you have a question or scenario or you want us to respond to anything on your mind, just go to reloans.com and click the Contact Us tab or call us at 805-686-2321. We love these questions. Okay, on with the show. So we're going to say, show me the money or credit, as the case may go, for the credit connection. Let's go to the heart of today's program and pull back the curtain on mortgage insurance. First, what is mortgage insurance and who does it protect? Well, for many home buyers, one of the biggest challenges in buying a home is the down payment. Thanks to mortgage insurance, or PMI, as it's often referred to, U.S. home buyers have a number of low or even no down payment options available to them. Home buyers often try to avoid PMI because they think it's bad. But consider this. PMI allows buyers to own a home much sooner, capitalize on the home appreciation, and avoid rising rents. Sure, home buyers can wait till they save up 20% or more for a down payment, but they'll exhaust their savings, and that they might miss out on the boat with regards to rising home prices and not be able to save for that long a period of time. But PMI, or private mortgage insurance, could be a great alternative. Private insurance, or private mortgage insurance, is nothing to be afraid of. It's simply an insurance policy issued by a private company that lowers risk for the lender. In turn, the lenders can approve a mortgage well below the 20% down mark. Thanks to PMI, buyers can own a home sooner. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation pertaining to mortgage insurance and your options.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number, 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of High Tech Lending, licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we were discussing mortgage insurance. Mortgage insurance typically reduces the upfront cost of the home and spreads it out via slightly higher monthly payments. The type of mortgage insurance will determine the length and time for which the homeowner will make the higher payment. The four types of mortgage insurance does not include those offered with government-backed loans such as FHA or mortgage insurance premium. Rather, these are private mortgage insurances types which are issued with conventional loans. And they come in four varieties. There's the borrower-paid mortgage insurance, lender-paid mortgage insurance, single-premium mortgage insurance, and split-premium mortgage insurance. Each type comes with its own advantages that suit various situations. Choosing the right one can put you in an ideal home buying position. Let's start off with the borrower-paid monthly private mortgage insurance. This is the most common type and is often simply PMI. It is the default type of PMI, and the payment is tacked onto the regular mortgage payment each and every month. The borrower-paid mortgage insurance premium can be canceled. If you pay it until your loan principal drops to 78% of the home's value, or in other words, it drops off when you reach 22% of your home equity, and that's by the lender, so it's automatically drops off at that point in time. This percentage is based on the lesser of the original purchase price or current appraised value. The borrower paid private mortgage insurance might be the right choice for a buyer who is unsure how long they're going to stay in the home or keep the mortgage. There's no upfront cost to this type of mortgage insurance and no waiting period to cancel it via refinance or lump sum payment due to your principal loan balance. Second one is lender paid. Here, the lender pays your mortgage insurance for you, but they don't do it for free. Instead, they raise your mortgage rate. A higher rate enables a lender to cover the cost of the lump sum buyout of your mortgage insurance. Home buyers who choose lender-paid mortgage insurance might have lower mortgage payments than if they paid PMI monthly. So there is a trade-off there. However, having the lower monthly mortgage payment could mean qualifying for more home. It's important to note, however, that lender-paid mortgage insurance cannot be canceled. The mortgage insurance is built into the interest rate, and the rate does not go down when the borrowers, when the homeowner reaches that 22% equity. So, lender-paid mortgage insurance might be a good solution for the home buyer planning to stay in the home or keep the mortgage for 5 to 10 years. It typically takes 11 years to build enough equity to cancel a borrower-paid mortgage insurance policy. The single premium private mortgage insurance allows the homeowner to pay the mortgage insurance premium upfront in one lump sum, eliminating the need for a monthly PMI payment. So this is exactly what the lender paid is, but here the borrower is paying it upfront instead of the lender. The buyout. But instead of receiving a higher rate, like with the lender paid, the homeowner pays for the buyout in cash or because the financing is not into the loan. The single premium mortgage insurance results in a lower monthly payment compared to paying PMI monthly, which helps the buyer qualify for a higher loan, basically. The risk is the same, that you keep your property or your mortgage for several years because a single premium is non-refundable. If rates drop and you refinance in a few years, for instance, you lose that upfront payment or have a higher loan amount because of it. Finally, the split premium mortgage insurance. Probably the least common type of private mortgage insurance is a split premium. While uncommon, it is a good option, allowing the homeowner to pay a portion of the insurance in a lump sum at closing. The remaining amount is then paid in a monthly installment. The homeowner gets a sharp discount on their monthly PMI since a portion was paid up front. For instance, a homeowner purchases a home for $250,000. He pays a 1-point upfront $2,500 to the mortgage insurance company. His monthly mortgage insurance drops to $83 per month from the $123 if he had just a PMI. It would take over 5 years to make back the upfront payment. So the split premium mortgage insurance might prove to be useful to someone who has extra cash, but it is above the typical 43% maximum loan to value, or excuse me, maximum debt to income ratio that you're trying to avoid. So you can buy a little more house because your payment is a little less. Making a partial upfront payment could help them bring down the monthly payment enough to qualify, and that's why you would use that program. How much does the PMI cost? Well, the costs vary from one lender to the next, but it's typically based on the cost passed along from the actual insurance companies. The amount paid for mortgage insurance premiums are based upon the following: the loan amount, the term of the loan, whether it be 30-year or 15-year, the loan-to-value ratio, the type of loan being, was it fixed rate or adjustable, and then the credit score. The PMI premiums can range from 0.2% to over 1% of the loan amount per year paid in monthly installments. As an example, a $200,000 loan amount at an annual premium of, say, 0.5% would cost $83 per month. All payments are heavily based on credit score. For instance, a borrower with a 640 score will pay more than $300 per month with 5% down loan on an average home price. The same borrower with a 740 credit score would pay just over $100 per month. So home buyers with lower scores should consider perhaps an FHA loan. The mortgage insurance for an FHA loan does not rise due to the credit score. So if you have what I'm saying here is basically the lower your score, you might want to consider the FHA program because the rate will not change significantly for that. Which is what kind is of PMI is best? Because there's substantial benefits to each type of mortgage insurance, home buyers should consider the different options and how they relate to their current situation and long-term goals. Generally, home buyers who plan to stay in their home and don't plan to refinance might consider buying out their mortgage insurance via a lender-paid program or borrower-paid single premium. However, it's very difficult to predict the future. The PMI policy that comes with the lowest risk is standard borrower-paid variety in which you pay a premium amount each month with your payment. Most home buyers keep their mortgages less than 7 years, at which point they sell or refinance. And as home values rise, many buyers refinance out of PMI after just a few years. Think long-term when considering your mortgage insurance options. I'm going to share with you an idea here to eliminate PMI altogether. Consider a home equity line of credit or second mortgage to lower the LTV to the borrower, the lender. So for example, if I'm, let's just use a $100,000 loan purchase, and you want to put down $10,000 or 10%, you'd have to have a mortgage insurance premium to go from 80% to the 90% you want. However, if you had a home equity line, you could get a home equity line for the 10%. So now I've got an 80% first trust deed, a 10% second trust deed, and no mortgage insurance requirement because I'm at or below that 80% loan-to-value ratio for the lender's loan. And if you don't get a home equity line or a second with it, you might ask the seller to carry that difference, meaning, Mr. Seller, I'll put down $10,000. If you carry $10,000, I can now get an $80,000 loan and not have any mortgage insurance payment. And that might help you get to where you want to be. Now, as far as getting rid of a mortgage insurance, that resolves some, it takes some resolve, I guess, to get that done. To remove the PMI on private mortgage insurance, you must have at least 20% equity in the home. You may ask the lender to cancel the PMI when you have paid down the mortgage balance to 80% of the home's original appraised value. When the balance drops to 78%, the mortgage servicer is required to eliminate it. So what I'm saying is that you can petition to have it removed at 80%, but it's required that they do it at 78%. And that's based on the original purchase price or appraised value of the home when you bought it. Other requirements to cancel PMI, according to the CFPB or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, you have to meet certain requirements to remove the PMI. You must request the PMI be canceled in writing with your servicer. You have to be current on your payments and have and be in good standing with the payment history. You might have to prove that you don't have any other liens on the home. For example, there's no second or equity line in place. And you might have to get an appraisal to demonstrate that your loan balance isn't more than 80% of the home's current value. So canceling the PMI sooner, there's a couple other steps you could take. You could refinance. That would take out that mortgage insurance. However, you're just moving laterally. It's not often that your interest rate will be lower, and your home will have to increase enough to justify it for the next loan. You can get a new appraisal. Some lenders will consider a new appraisal instead of the original sales price or appraised value when deciding whether you meet that 20% equity threshold. An appraisal generally costs between $450 and $600. But before spending the money on an appraisal, ask the lender if this tactic will work in your specific case for the loan and the lender that you're working with. You can prepay on your loan. Even $50 a month can mean a drastic drop in your loan balance. So paying a little extra principal will advance that and pay it down faster. You could also remodel. So let's say you add a room or a pool to increase the home's market value. If you do that, ask the lender to recalculate the loan-to-value ratio using the new improvements. I also get asked about how to remove mortgage insurance for a FHA loan. It's said the FHA mortgage insurance will last longer than most marriages. If you have an FHA loan, see your loan professional to see if it's possible to remove your private mortgage insurance. Prior to 2013, there are some options available to you. However, if your loan was put on it post-2013, that mortgage insurance could last you a very long time. Or you can email me with your mortgage coupon, and I can give you an opinion as well. That's for the FHA loans that you have and not for the private mortgage insurance. So there are still ways to get that off, but if you're allowed to do so. I hope you found value and information in today's show. If so, please share with others and friends and family. If not, don't tell anybody. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com. And click Contact Us or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments, questions, and we'll get to them on next week's show. I'm your host, David Brown, from High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown wishing you credit worthiness. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.